So today is September 21st, 2016, and this lesson is called Minimal Lifting, number 29. And I should have written the email a little bit clearer because I said we're working with the core, and that meaning we're still continuing extensors on the backside to strengthen and the core on the front side, okay? So with your hip, this will be just fine again. So, okay, so we always start on our backs with our legs long, our arms long, down by our sides. And this is the time to start to become aware of yourself, start to notice how you're feeling today, how you're making contact with the floor today. And what we've been doing for the last several months is putting two dots in the center of each shoulder blade, right? A dot in the center of the right shoulder blade, a dot in the center of the left shoulder blade. And the same, this will be important for you, Kathy, a dot in the center of the right buttock cheek and a dot in the center of the left buttock cheek. And these dots are all the same color, so give them a color. Give them a color of yellow, red, green. And they're to be right in the center, right? So this starts to give you a sense of how you're making contact on the floor, right? Because things might not feel lined up. The two dots in your shoulder blades might feel a little askew, right? And this is not to correct it or change it. It's for you to become aware. And then you're going to connect lines with the dots to make a rectangle. And again, your rectangle might be a little askew, right? So this is the point of adding these dots and lines is a reference for you to have a deeper sense of awareness for how you are lying on the ground and making contact. So if your rectangle feels a little askew, like one shoulder is higher than the other, so that upper line, let's say, is angled, that's just important information for you to go, wow, huh, didn't realize my one shoulder's higher today, right? Does that make sense for everybody? Okay, so throughout the lesson, you keep your dots and your rectangular lines kind of in the background of your thought and in your mind. And then from there, you're going to draw attention to how your legs are lying on the floor, the space in between your legs, and are the feet comfortably turned out, which they should be, and then how your arms are lying down by your sides. Okay, so in this position, we're going to begin with your right leg. And I'm going to describe the movement first and what I'd like you to pay attention to as you do the movement. Okay? So, Kathy, this is real important. You'll see how something else, you know, it can be the problem of why something hurts or is discomfort. So you're going to begin to lift your right heel, which means the right leg. So as you lift the right heel and right leg, just like an inch to 2 inches, and then put it back down. Immediately, I want you to notice, what do you do in your lower back? So I'm not going to tell you what you should do. I want you to notice, what do you do? There's a couple options. So one option is you might roll a little bit to the right. Another option, which is probably the biggest option, is you arch the lower back. Okay? These are signals, right? I told you I'm going to teach you a lot today. Then the other option is that your lower back actually presses into the ground. Okay?
Which is the healthiest?
Well, I'm going to see if you can figure that out, because you guys are so smart. So I've given you the three options. And go through them, try each of them, and see if you can figure out for yourself. But then I'll tell you, right? But what do you think you should be doing? Yes. Okay, based on what we've been doing with the core, right, Marlene? But this tells you, Kathy, listen up. If we're weak in the core, what do we want to do? Arch the lower back. Right? So if you were an archer, do you guys remember what we talked about last week? It meant you used your hip flexors to lift the leg. But what is the lifting of the leg come from? What is the lifting of the arms? All that, right? Your core, whether we're working on the stomach or the back. So right now, we're working with your abdominals. So if your abdominals are tense, your back stays flat, you lift the right heel. The leg floats up. But if your core is weak, you're going to arch in the lower back. Yeah? Everybody got that? Okay, Kathy, this is important for you. Right? Excellent, you guys. Okay, let's pause with the right leg. Now, see if you can go back to the beginning and just let yourself experiment. You're going to do the left leg, and can you just be naive with it? You know the answer to do, what to do, but can you approach doing the movement as if you don't know, right? Be as natural as possible and see if there's a difference between your left leg and your right. Right, Lynn? There's a huge difference. Right, Lynn? Do you feel the difference in you? Oh, my God. Ding, ding, ding. Do the left leg again, and what do you do?
Oh, well, I was experimenting.
Yes! The experiment was good, because that is what you do. Remember what I told you when you were on your stomach? How much? No, you don't do it as much. Lift this leg. You don't lift that side near as much. Uh-huh. It's like double. Remember when I said on your stomach you could draw the one leg up and then that, right? So here it is in this position.
That's not what I was supposed to do anyway, so.
Right. But it was good to experiment, because then the thing is, can you keep the back stable and lift your leg? And how much this is going to be useful, your core, right, for your leg. Because in a way, if you do that huge rotation, do it again, do you feel that puts a lot of responsibility on the leg and the hip?
Feels normal.
Feels what?
Normal.
If my right leg feels a lot heavier than my left, what does that do?
Excellent question, you guys. I'm going to repeat it because it's so good, because it comes up in every single lesson. So all of you pay attention to this. Does one leg feel heavier than the other? Okay. What does that mean? So let's pause for a sec. Take a little break. So what it means when one leg or extremity, because we're going to do the arms, feels heavier, it means that you're not connecting to your core, your trunk. So all the weight is just in that extremity. It means you're just using the hip flexor and the leg. When you're connected to the core and the back, the leg is light. So as we go through the lesson, the leg should get lighter and lighter. But it's an excellent thing to become aware of. So it means it's really difficult for you to engage your core with the right leg. And isn't it the right leg that you have all the calf issues? Like, this is why it's like connect the dots, right? There it is. It all makes sense. So you overwork in the calf, you overwork in the foot, you overwork in the leg, because it's not connecting to your core. We get this connected, it's going to change all of that. So that's what
teaches how to connect.
So your job right now is, so how do you learn to connect? You think about it, but you have one great tool right now. What's your great tool? The left leg, right? Isn't it great we have two legs and two arms? So her left leg is the lighter one. Right? So for all of you, go to the leg that's lighter. Feel the ease of keeping the back down, right? Feel the organization in your core. Because then it's looping through your brain. Now your brain has an idea of what's possible on the other side. Right? Excellent. She feels her glutes. She should be teaching the class. She feels her glutes, right? So she's saying all the perfect things for all of you to take your mind through, right? She feels her glutes. Okay, so then you say, I feel my glutes with my left side. Can I feel my glutes with the right side? And as soon as you have that thought, it's there. Because you just became aware. Right? Excellent. Okay, let's rest the legs. You guys are doing great. How you doing over here, Kathy? Did you even think this would be so exciting? At least I think it's exciting. I always leave pleased. I love this work. It is important. No, but did you feel a difference between the two sides?
I did.
Excellent. See, she's doing a great job for you.
I have a hard time getting flat.
Of course you do. So, maybe that could be the issue. Okay, now let's just start with one arm at a time. Let's bring your, I'm going to switch it for you, Marlene. Let's do the left arm first. Okay, so you're going to bring your left arm above you. We're eventually going to do like a V, but let's just do the left arm. So as we've done in the past, when you bring your arm up, what's most important is that it's straight. What's not important, if you want to lift your head and look at me, right? What's not important is you bring your arm up like this and there's all this tension, right? It's like a V, right? Right? YMCA, right? Okay? So bring it somewhere in this range. Doesn't mean bring it glue to your head and then strain in here. Find this range, but I want your elbow and the back of your hand as straight as possible, just like your legs. Okay, and you're going to do the same movement now with your left arm. So think of the back of the hand as like your heel, right? So there's no bending in the elbow, right? You lift the same way, just like the heel, you lift and you lower. So you should be lifting in the joint. Now, similarly, just like the pelvis, right? The shoulder blade and the upper back should sink a little bit towards the floor. Not arch. And all the way down to your core. So you should feel a slight tension, tightness in your core to lift the arm. Just think it, believe it, imagine it. Can you, that's it, Lynn, did you feel that? Right? So it's like, it's almost like the chest gets a little concave. You guys feel that? Excellent. Okay, keep that arm up. Let's pause with that arm, but keep it up. And let's bring the right up. Okay, excellent. Can you bring them a little, or is it?
Injured my shoulder.
Okay, okay. Then do what you're perfect. Okay, so, and this will take care of the injury. So think about, again, as you lift the back of the hand, so nice, Nancy, you think of the shoulder blade pressing in the chest. Right? Okay, Marlene, feel how different this is? Marlene's laughing at herself. Right? She can't. What she does is she immediately goes into what Lynn does in the lower body. You rotate. She rotates the whole chest, just like you do in the lower body. This is your easy part, is the upper body. So the shoulder joints are like the hip joints, right? It's a hinge. It's a round ball in a socket. So the shoulder blade pushes back a little bit. Excellent. Yeah, and then, why am I forgetting your name?
Anne.
So let's do what Anne's doing. So now she's trying both arms at the same time. And that may be easier for you, Marlene. Okay? There's all these different ways to learn, right? So if you do both, can you really, and does this make sense? It's almost like if you were gonna hug something, right? The chest gets a little concave, the shoulder blades press back. Nancy, dear, this is an important movement for you, because this is hard for you. That's what I want to see. Exaggerate it a little bit, right? And it comes from the skate skiing and the shoulder blades coming up like this, and then you lose that little bit of give, right? That's it. Good, Kathy. Still breathe. Barb, that's beautiful. Excellent. Okay. Pause for a moment. Can we keep going, or do you guys want a full rest? Can we keep the arms up? Okay, looks like we can. Okay, so your legs are still in a V, your arms are up in the V. Okay, now this gets a little, now let's do the easier way. I always change everything up. So now you're going to do the left arm and right leg. Okay, we're going to do a diagonal first, because this is how we operate. So again, now the whole back, think, you know, the whole back sinking down, especially in the middle of you. So if you, Corinne, that's awesome. If you find any kind of rotation, right, first of all, you become aware, I'm rotating. So then the next step is, make the movement smaller and do the movement on your exhale, right? As
back's not supposed to be arched, this
back is not to be arched. So if your back is arching, right, think, okay, why is it arching? Is it the arm? Is it the leg? You can take a pause. Shoulder. Shoulder. Okay, find it. Yeah. So figure out the right place for yourself, just like Anne over here. Okay, so smaller lens, see how much that left hip is coming up? First thing that happens is that hip comes up. So you have to, that's it. See? You had to instruct yourself. So when you have a really dominant rotation, Marlene's got it in the upper body, Lynn's got it in the lower body, you have to tell yourself, okay, no rotating. So engage core, then lift. Excellent. Okay, let's try the other diagonal, and then we'll take a rest. Right arm to left leg. Right? And this is so important for the hip coming up. Up. Look at that hip. Get level again, Lynn. That, at the very end, it wants to still turn. So level. There you go. So you guys, it's never how high you lift, right? Right now, your whole responsibility is sinking the spine and keeping yourself level. Okay, so Kathy, can you feel how, and if you're ready to rest, I just want to help Kathy, so you do this.
I do.
So center, keep this, that's it. Now try to lift. That's it. See how hard that is?
See, I pinch my right buttocks to move my left.
It's okay.
Is that okay?
That's it. Keep centered. That's it.
Oh.
Keep centered. Centered. Don't let this come up. Better. Okay, everybody, let's bring your arms down and let's rest. Oh. What? Boy, it feels nice in here. I hope we can manage nice temperature this winter so it's not cold. Try to remember to bring sweaters and jackets. Just even Nancy brings gloves sometimes. That's the air, but it's doing good. Okay. So now we're going to flip over. So let's come onto your stomach. First thing to do is spread your legs in a little bit of a V. And I know, Lynn, I'll go get you a roll. Heels are turned out. Okay, so this is critical for those of you that have the calf and foot issues, right?
Thank you.
You bet, sweetie. I'm sorry. I was trying to delicately.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Okay, everybody good? Nancy, do you need a roll or two? Are you? You know, I wish I could hook you guys up to electrodes and then like have some kind of like special on TV of like calf issues related to the back and stuff, right? Okay, everybody good? So the arms can be under your forehead right now. Rest them, Corinne, yeah. But let's have the center be your forehead instead of your head turned. Okay, let's start with the right leg. So same idea, think of the right leg straight so you don't bend at the knee, right? It's the same concept. So you're gonna lift the top of the toes, lift, and the whole leg lifts from the hip. And I was explaining this last night to Steve because he's got the same issues, right, about your extensors. So on the front side, you should feel your belly and your hips, both hip bones, right, equalized, pushing into the floor. There should be no gap under the hips. Okay, and where you should feel all the tightening is the glute and into your back, your spine, right? This is called extensors. This is the back side of your core, right? So if the core is weak, probably your extensors are weak. So think of the whole leg lifting inside the hip and the hip joint pushes down. And again, right, just like we did on the other side, are you rotating? Are you twisting? Can you stay level? Kathy, right? Can you stay level? Corinne, staying level, that's it. Marlene, excellent. Anne, excellent. Excellent. Okay, pause. Let's go to the left leg. Right? Keep both hips down. No rotation, no twisting. Feel the contraction in the glute and in the back, all the way up your back. It's not just the lower back. It's even in between the shoulder blades. Okay, so Kathy, right? You feel how much different this side is, right?
Yeah.
It's night and day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that side's so much stronger. This side, when you go to do it, it's weak, so you start to twist over here, right? Mm-hmm. So think of keeping this hip down. Yes. This side's, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Yep.
Hip bone.
There you go, see? And then keep this one down. There, that's it. And it's not, again, about how high. That's it. Okay, let's pause for a minute. We're going to go to what Nancy's doing in a minute. Yes?
When I'm on my back, my right leg is weakest.
And when you're on your stomach?
It's my left that's weakest.
Aren't you a case today, Anne? There is. Isn't she so sweet? You are. You're so lovely. So she's asking such great questions. You know, when you ask questions, right, and I so appreciate what she's asking because others of you have similar things going on. So what she said is when she was on her back, it was weak to lift the right leg, right? But now that she's on her stomach, it's weak to lift the left. So that means, right, the extensors are hard to kick in, which is the back side of her, for her left leg, okay, which means the glute. But it means when she's on her back, she can do the core better, which actually makes sense. So it means she's overdeveloped on the left side. She overclenches in the core, so she doesn't fire the extensors as much on the left side. Does that make any sense to you guys?
Yep.
Did I explain it well? Yep, okay, good. Okay, so, and guess what? What are you gonna learn to fire the extensors? Your right side, right? So if it's her right side that's better, she feels her glutes on the right side contract to lift the right leg and the lower back, you feel that, right? That's it. Now, you tell yourself, I'm gonna do the same thing on this side. Clench, sink down, yeah.
I fired up my hamstring.
It's okay, right? And then try both together. Right, so if you're overdeveloped, either with the extensors or flexors on one side, does that make sense that the other side, the reciprocal, will be weak? OK, okay. So when you lift both legs, you should feel the glutes fire, the lower back fires, the hips push into the floor. Your belly is in the floor.
The belly is.
The belly and those hips. I know some of you, you know where your hips are? Your hips are where the socket is. Slide your fingers under there. Slide your fingers under there, and you should feel where that little tiny gap is. That gap should press into your fingers as you float the legs up. Okay, and Ann, this is going to help you. Press. Right? That little bit of a gap disappears. So, Kathy, it's underneath. You're on the side. Nope. In. There you go. It's close.
Oh, I thought that was
it's where the hole.
Pelvic bone.
No, there's a hole right here.
Oh.
See? When I bend my leg, yeah. That's where your hip is.
Oh, okay.
Then when you push down, you're pushing the head of those femurs forward.
I have to get up pretty high.
Right, and you don't want, so she said something great. I got to lift really high. That means she's weak. You only lift an inch to two. And that area should push forward, but it means her hip flexors are so tight that she wants to swing the legs, right? So to get the hip flexors to let go, you're going to push down. Push. Excellent. Okay. Now, let's pause and lengthen your arms in the V. Excellent. Can we do that? Okay. Let's try the right arm first. Same idea, right? So your chest is going to push forward into the floor, just like the hips, right? And I know it's maybe for some women, it's not super comfortable to think about your breast pushing into the floor, push it into the floor. Okay? It's mushy. Think of your sternum. That's the breastbone. It sinks towards the floor. Right arm floats up. Beautiful, Lynn. The only thing is, Lynn, can you put your forehead? I know it's hard on the nose, you guys. Try to keep your forehead so that. Okay, let's try the left arm. And you're lifting as you exhale. Excellent. Now, do you want to try both arms? Sink in between. So remember, the spine sinks, the sternum comes towards the floor. Lift. It's getting better though, Marlene.
It is.
I know you say that, but it's like the difference is becoming less and less.
Yeah.
Right? So what you feel is the shoulder blades squeeze together. The spine sinks in between. And the best thing to think about is on your front side, your sternum. Let it press down. Okay, we're going to try one more and then we'll take a rest. What about doing both hands and both legs? So that means hips push down, sternum pushes down. Whole center of your belly is pushing down. Right? Just up and let it go. Push everything down and let it go. Right, Ann? Push. Push. Okay, let's roll on your backs and take a rest. And really try when you go onto your back, try not to bend your knees and bring them into your chest. I know some of you want to do that because we've just worked your extensors. And if the extensors are weak, then it feels a little taut right now. So avoid your habit. You don't need to stretch anything out right now. Just let those extensors feel worked a little bit. So you need the extensors to stand up and walk. So that's why when a baby rolls over onto their stomach, to learn to lift their head. It's not your neck muscles, it's your back muscles. If you don't get that, then you can't stand up and walk. It's critical. But as we get older, right, our flexors and our extensors get weak, hence we're bent over, right? And so if we're walking something like this, guess what we're using? The calves and feet, Anne. So, right, to stand up straight, we need extensors. Yes? And our core. Okay, let's go back over onto your tummy again. Let's get into the V again. Good job doing that on your own, Lynn. Didn't even help you. Okay, let's put together the diagonals. So let's do the right arm and left leg. So right, as soon as you do the right arm and left leg, if you find yourself rotating, you get off the midline. Become aware, number one. Then number two, think it through. Tell yourself, I'm going to stay right in the center. How do I engage those extensors in my back so I don't roll right or left? And again, it's minimal lifting. This is not high lifting. Just 1 to 2 inches at max. Excellent. Okay, let's try the other diagonal. Let's try the left arm to your right leg. Right, Kathy? So see how that left hip comes up right away? So keep the left hip down. Keep yourself centered. Still the left hip's up.
It is. Feels like the right hip would be.
Nope. This hip is up like this. You're starting from the get-go there. So you need to, like, say, press these equally down.
Okay.
Now that's a girl. There you go. Feel how different that is. Right? So much of this class is just becoming aware, and it's just, you know, these are strong habits for you, so you didn't even realize you were starting like this.
Right.
There you go. And it has a lot to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
So you have something that goes on here, and this is related to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're very pulled over like this, which pulls this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's not about this SI joint. My guess is it's something in here.
Yeah, that's what they keep working on.
I don't even know you. See? Okay, now can we do all four, right? So remember, if we're going to lift both legs and arms, right? First thought is, nice Barb, the entire center of you, the core, right? The whole front of you, sternum pushing down, both hips. So really expand your thought by doing the thought first and then the motion. Utilize, as Anne's understanding today, utilize your mind and your thinking to create the change. Excellent. Okay, let it go. Let's roll onto your backs and rest. And again, please avoid pulling the knees into the chest. Just let yourself feel, what does it feel like, right, to fire these extensors? So you're going to have a little of an arch in the back. That's normal. Your back should never be flat. When the back is too flat, it means you haven't been using your extensors. Then that means when you stand up, you're rounded over. So this should be good. So the legs are back in their V, right? And now let's bring the arms. Can we bring the arms to the V or somewhere, Anne, where it's comfortable? Both you and Nancy, be careful with that bone spur. So come into your V. Okay, and just, again, think in your mind and your thought first what we're going to do and what is required to do it before you just do it. So we're going to do right leg, left arm. So think about being centered, nothing tilting, wobbling. Excellent. So now you're working your core again, right? Back to the core. Now, notice for yourself, did this get easier at all by us working the extensors? Right? You see they feed off of each other. You strengthen the extensors, the core gets stronger. You strengthen the core, the extensors get stronger. Excellent. Now let's try the right arm and left leg. Excellent. And then I think the one that we didn't do was all four of them. So think it first, right? It means you've got to be entirely stable. And you press the pelvis, the lower back, the shoulder blades, the spine in between the shoulder blades, all into the floor. And remember, it's a small lift. That's it, Nancy. You can do a little more than that. That's it, Kathy. Nice. Lift and let it go. And really take a pause in between. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, pause for a moment. Now, just for Anne's sake, Anne, we're going to go back and experiment for you. So rest with your arms up like this, but let's just do the left leg. What is the weight of the left leg? Keep the pelvis flat. Don't let it, right? You want to, you're rolling because that weakness in that hip. Keep this flat. There you go. Keep it flat. Now let's try the right leg. Is it any lighter, Anne? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's pause. Keep your arms up. Just pause. So now it gets a little trickier, you guys. We did the easy stuff first. Okay. Yeah, I decided to do the easier first. I switched the lesson around. Usually what Moshe does is does something harder because then it makes everything easier. But I chose to do different today. So you're going to do one side. It is harder. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's try the left side first. Let's just switch things up. Left arm, left leg. Takes a lot of stability. Now you'll realize the diagonal's easier, right? Because you want to really tilt to one side. Right? So really bring your attention to your core. Beautiful.
So I think it was hard.
Yeah, well, I think because I put in the other things, I think I got the extensors more stabilized. Okay, now let's try the right side. Okay, so, and pause for a minute. So, already some of you have lost your lower back a little bit in your core. So, whenever that happens, it just means that you're also tired. So, Lynn, you're one of them. So, stable again. Think core, then lift. Better. Better, Kathy. You feel the difference? Right? Okay, let's go back to trying all four. Remember, the core. So your back is flattening, right? This is the time you get a flat in the back. Nice, Corinne. Just a little up and then down. Excellent. Now you're going to add one other little piece onto this, which is so fun. So you lift, and then instead of just coming down, you're going to add the extensors in this position, which means you press the back of the hands and the heels into the floor. Right? So, right? So, use the core, flatten the back, lift, and instead of just dropping, lower down and press. Press into the floor. Right? So then you get an arch in your back. If you press the back of your hands and your heels, then you get an arch. So feel firing your extensors while you're on your back. You don't always have to go to your tummy. That's it, right? This is key for you, Anne. press the heels, press the back of the hands, get your extensors firing this way. And then fire your flexors, good. And now go back, and now press the heels and press the back of the hands. Really press, Ann. Press, press, press. Corinne, press, press, press. That's it. Okay, roll over onto your stomachs. One more time, we're gonna try it this way. Right, so it's this is like then the next level is can you fire the muscles in both positions, right? But the easiest thing is to fire the extensors when you're on your stomach, right? But it's harder to fire the flexors. So we're gonna do the same thing. So you're gonna lift all 4 points, so now you're doing the extensors, and this should be easier now. Right? It got easier after doing it on the back. Then you press them down, press the heel of the hands and the top of the feet, and you should feel the tummy lift a little bit. And then you lift them, push the chest and hips down, then you lower and press. Nice, Barb. Nice, Marlene, and then press. That's it, Kathy, and then press down and lift that back. Yes. And then do the other way. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, let it go. Let's roll onto your back. Rest again. So as you're lying on your back, again, please avoid bringing your knees into your chest. That's just a habit, right? It's really important to feel the firing of these extensors. It's okay. And why I want you to stay with it is because then it's going to alter how you feel when you come to standing. So notice now how you're lying there. So go back to your four dots. Go back to your rectangle, right? How are things feeling? Your breath and your breathing. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, it's just amazing that I noticed this is good.
And then go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Feel the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then bring yourselves to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.